Blog Talk Radio.
Riley.
Just don't forget that God
Heavenly Father is in control.
Yes, He is.
You know, don't forget that. You know,
God is in control. Hallelujah.
I felt like I had to get out there. You know,
go ahead on, Riley. Take it on the way.
Because I know some of us is a little afraid of what's gonna happen. There ain't no sense in being afraid because whatever happens, we can't stop it. We're gonna have to deal with it. Just like we done dealt with all the other times that we brought that something bad, that we was in trouble, there wasn't nobody looking out for us as a people, you know. So don't forget, God is in control, you know. And especially you Christians, you know, that you done joined the family, you don't have no business being afraid or wondering, you know, because, you know, with us, in our household, all we have to do, plead the blood.
That's it.
That's all we have to do. Plead the blood. You know? And today I was listening at Kenneth Hagin, and he said something. That, you know, the rules and the laws and all this that you have to, was supposed to be following and going on, that was in the Old Testament. You had to follow all those laws and stuff. And all and a lot of the stuff that we're supposed to be doing now to walk with Jesus, to walk with God, you know, honor that neighbor and, you know, kids honor their mothers and fathers, and, you know, I think I said that wrong, honor their neighbor. But he said something that if you do this one thing, everything else falls in place. This one thing, if you do that, everything else will fall in place. And that one thing is love. If you walk in love, you know, you won't mistreat your neighbor. You know, just walk in love. And everything else would just fall in place. You know.
All right, Riley. Say that.
Move.
I'm moving around a little bit.
Why I gotta move now?
I just need you to move over just a little bit, babe. Thank you, darling. Just want you a little bit closer to me.
No.
I want you a little bit closer to me.
No. Ain't the reason. You know.
Go ahead on. Riley, finish giving it to us.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, that we just all just walk in love. I know it's hard. I know that it is hard. But, you know, anything that's worth something is hard. and all. You don't have to work for it a little bit. You don't have to sweat a little bit for it. You know? Then anybody can do it. You know? So, that's the reason. If it wasn't hard, we wouldn't have all these people just talking the talk and not walking the walk.
Come on now.
You know? But it's one thing, it's so easy. It's so easy that people scared to do it. And that's just have faith and love God. Just have a relationship with Him. Just talk to Him. You know? That's all. Just have a relationship with Him. You know, young folks, y'all out here ripping and running behind these boys and running behind these women and trying to have a relationship with them and running your car in the ditch and cutting up folks' tires and breaking out windows and all this here to have a relationship because they won't have a relationship with you.
Come on now.
And God is waiting. Your daddy is waiting. And he'll give you more than any man, boy, girl walking on this earth. You know? Now, he loved you so much that he gave his only son.
John 3:16.
You know? That's how much he loved you. You know. But you know what? It ain't only the young people. A lot of the old people too. They're supposed to know better. They don't even really thank him for what he did. He didn't have to do it. You know, he could have left us down here wallowing in sin up to our ears. You know. But no, he loved us so much. So much. He gave his only God and son. You know. And, you know, my wife just, I guess she's saying I'm talking too much, so. You know, she gave me this thing.
I'm the reader.
Walking in faith.
I'm the reader, so I'm going to read this part.
And,
you know, he preaching on it, so I'm going to read, I'm going to be the reader.
So.
And the word says, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
And you know, when a new creature, we're talking about that new man that's down in you. You know, that new man is down in you. That, you know, tells you that really he talks to your head, you know, to let you know you're doing wrong. You know you shouldn't do that. You know, that's that new man that scripture is talking about, you know. And we all have it. We all have. We all have Jesus Christ in us.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah.
But you got so much stuff going on in your head that you can't hear what's going on the inside. You can't hear God talking to him.
Noisy mind.
You know? Yeah, you got drums beating and horns blowing and all that good stuff you think is good that you can't hear God talking to you.
Yeah.
You know.
He is so good.
He loved us so much. So much. So we just, I guess he just too good to us. You know. You know, I used to have that saying, you know, I'm so sweet I give myself a toothache.
But God,
you know,
the devil is a lie.
You got something?
Whew. Ooh.
Shabbat.
Y'all, I have. God is good, y'all. He is good all the time.
Yeah, I'm sitting over there drinking a coffee going on. No, you ain't.
You know. Good, y'all. Because today is a really special day. We just celebrated our second anniversary in the ministry. In this ministry, that is. What shall I say? Our very own ministry. Walking in obedience with God. And it is wonderful to walk upright when you've been through the ringer I've come to realize that we put ourselves through so many things that we don't have to. If we had to just listen to God, to our Father, and you know, He'll let us do what we want to do. Because He's not going to force us to do anything. And with that, He knows that it's people like you coming behind that's going to act like you, that's going to be needing ministering to. And it's so wonderful to serve a Father who loves us so much. God has just, He's sending us in a new direction.
Thank you.
And we were in church family meeting, and the pastor said 17 means victory.
Yes.
And Robert and I, we looked at each other and smiled, because our revival is going to be in March. This is going to be our second revival. And it, the title God gave us was Restoration and Victory. Well, victory first came from when we were in Michigan. And the restoration God gave me, and He said that when there's victory, before the victory, there's restoration. Something had to be restored for you to have victory. Something had to be taken. Something had to be lost. Something had gone wrong. And now you have the victory because you went out and found it. It got,
corrected.
It was, right, it was corrected. So there's reconciliation, restoration, then there's victory. And I just said, thank you, Father. And our second revival is going to be March 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. in Sherwood, Mississippi, at the Sherwood Community Center. All is welcome. We're going to have some dynamic speakers. We're going to have a couple of surprises in there for you. So you are welcome to come. It's located on Highway 15. You're going to be hearing more about it on every broadcast from now to March.
Yes, yes. And we are planning to have a Holy Ghost party.
It's going to be a Holy Ghost party. Yes.
You know,
it's going to be a Holy Ghost party.
A Holy Ghost party. I guarantee that. Because you know what? Because God's going to be in the house.
He is.
He's going to be in the house. Already done asked Him.
We already know. Cause
to meet us there.
See, He told us to do it, so we know He's going to be there.
He's going to be there.
Because when He tells you to do something, He's already in the midst. You know, and then this morning, He just filled me with joy. I was praying He filled me with joy. And just in being obedient to what He tells us to do. And, you know, we ask Him to order our steps. Well, when you ask that, you got to then follow. And we followed Him today.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear more about that because tomorrow from 12 to 4 at the Choctaw County Library, all is welcome. We're doing a teaching on faith. Starting the faith series all over again because, see, in order to have that restoration, in order to have victory, you got to have some faith. So we're going back to the faith.
And,
excuse me. Go ahead, babe.
But you have to be born again.
Yes.
That's the key right there.
But you know what? You got to have faith to be born again.
Yes.
Got to have faith. God said go back to faith. Go back.
Faith is what's going to push you over there to being born again. Because you're going to have you don't have to believe in God.
You got to believe. You must believe.
You know, and I'm asking, don't wait till you get 50 years old.
Oh, Lord, don't do us.
You know, see.
Don't do us.
Until you start doing what God put you here to do.
Do it early. That way you can see a lifetime of reward.
Lesson.
On this side
after
of heaven.
Blessing,
and then on the
blessing,
other side. Yeah.
After blessing.
Yeah.
And your family blessed.
Yeah.
Your wife, your kids. Everybody blessed.
Yes, Lord.
And you know, men, we're supposed to be out here dominating.
He gave us the mission.
That's what God
just
gave
take
us.
It, right?
You know.
He won't.
You don't have to be struggling from day to day.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to do that. We are royalty.
Yes.
We are royalty.
Yes. We are.
You know, start thinking like it.
Yes, we are.
If you start thinking like you're royalty, walking like you are royalty.
Yes.
Guess what?
Woo!
You're going to be royalty.
You know, with that, we're going to invite you right now, right here, to be adopted into this royal family.
Yes, yes.
Because, see, we belong to a king.
Yes.
We belong to the King of Kings.
Mighty King.
And we invite you right now.
Yes.
If you don't have a relationship with Jesus for yourself.
Amen.
If you don't know for yourself that in John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth in him. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to have a relationship with Jesus. So we invite you right now
to
know him for yourself.
Yes.
To accept him in your heart. Oh. He is knocking at the door.
Yes.
He's a gentleman.
Amen.
He won't force his way in. He's going to stand there and knock. You have to open the door.
Glory.
And if this is you, if this and you desire a relationship, if you desire more of Jesus to know him, then pray this prayer with us. Father God,
yes,
I come to you.
Amen.
Right now with repentance in my heart.
Yes, Lord.
I repent right now for all the sins I committed.
All the sins.
Sins that I know about and sins I don't know about. Because
yes.
I committed them against you, Father, and I didn't realize.
Yes.
Father, right now, I believe that Jesus is your only begotten son.
Yes.
I believe that you sent him down here to die for my sins, and I thank you.
Thank you.
I confess right now with my mouth,
yes.
And I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And I say, Lord God, have your way. Have your way.
Yes,
have your way.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Father, for sending Jesus down for me.
Amen.
I accept him right now as my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
If you said a prayer with us, then guess what? You are saved. And we say, welcome
to the family.
We say, now remember that you are a new creature.
Yes.
In Christ.
In Christ.
You are a new creature.
Yes.
Put away those old things.
Amen.
And let God restore you.
Let it come up.
Oh,
let it come
God.
Out.
He loves you.
Yes.
He loves you.
Yes.
And he wants you to prosper.
Yes.
And not just to prosper financially. He wants you to prosper in every area of your life.
Every area.
See, prosperity isn't just monetary.
Amen.
To be wealthy don't mean you got money.
That's right.
Because if you got faith, then you're wealthy.
Wealthy.
And we say, welcome to the family.
Welcome.
We love you.
We love you.
And until next time.
Yes.
Stay blessed.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.